Blog Talk Radio.
I was cut from a different cloth. I'm a whole nother breed with the hustlers and killers, and all of them smoke weed. Tuck, grip, mad, greedy animals I gotta feed. And I'm still pushing diesel cause the needle's what they need. And if my life's ever in danger, I just get rid of cuz I leave them on the ground like garbage. I'm a little bug. I always got connections, I'd advise you to get a plug. It's Rolo nigga motive on the track, never really son. Lick two shots for the riders that's locked down. I'm doing what I told you every day like it's my town. Flagged up, know the motherland is in Chi-Town. Anybody, any one of you that think you could rhyme now. Cutthroat Connecticut, I'm staying on top though. The head from the sidelines, but never gon' pop though. They say they never read it, but they calling the cops though. A bitch is never trusted, I can't fuck with a thot hoe. Bottom line, I'm the first, last, and only. We ain't smoking, we ain't rocking, only poly with my homies. I'm creeping through the back door, I know your hoe is lonely. If he come home, he getting beat down, and that's the story, motherfucker.
Down from the shit that you might say. We moving in pounds, we don't fuck with no lightweight. We smoke by the ounce, sour diesel and white grapes. We walking through the town, hope you going the right way. You could get beat down from the shit that you might say. We moving in pounds, we don't fuck with no lightweight. We smoke by the ounce, sour diesel and white grapes. We walking through the town, hope you going the right way.
Young kid with no old head, full of words of advice, had to eat. I ran them streets and the corners at night. While y'all played hide and seek, I was hustling white. Killed beats, thorough and mics, and roofed the burial site. Truth is, my music is the finer things in life. Plus every line I write like a lit stick of dynamite. I feel my time is right. I'm far from the average rhyming type. This never seen before, like being born blind of sight. Ain't shit changed with my age, so forewarn them. I'm out the game, but still with the heat, like Zoe morning. I'm all about my family. Grind trying to get wealthy. You niggas online talk what you do and taking selfies. You know them swaggers on Facebook, hatchet in the front and type. For a couple likes on their status, no beef on the site with all that extra post talk. At your crib for folk car and then metal sound of Joe Knox. It's Mo and Rolo, both flow is loco. In the hood on the Lodo, flipping them El Pollos. Am I the goat? Shit, I might be. Disrespect and get your head beat to the fucking white meat.
Down from the shit that you might say. We moving them pounds, we don't fuck with no lightweight. We smoke by the ounce, sour diesel and white grapes. We walking through the town, hope you going the right way. You could get beat down from the shit that you might say. We moving them pounds, we don't fuck with no lightweight. We smoke by the ounce, sour diesel and white grapes. We walking through the town, hope you going the right way.
Yo. Welcome to Miller Time Radio. I appreciate you guys locking in with me again. That's how we're going to start the show, all right? It's been a scorching summer so far. It's been very hot. We're going to continue to blaze the airwaves tonight with a special guest that we have on today's show. We have Motive, some demigods on Miller Time Radio today. Can you say I'm very excited? I've been chasing this brother down for about 4 months to get on the show. To bless the airways, but he's been holding back on me. He's been like, yo, listen, man, I'm going to get you. Time's got to be right, and boom, what do you know? The time is right. You know what I'm saying? He's got the album coming out. I believe it's called DNA. It's coming out July 24th, I believe. He's got the party going down with Apathy and the boys and the whole demigods movement. Well, most people might know, Motive. He definitely made his debut in 2002. I believe it was the Gods Must Be Crazy fire. So he's been definitely doing this thing for a very long time. I'm definitely proud and happy to have welcome Motive to Miller Time Radio tonight. Ray, welcome to the show today, Motive. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. What's good with you?
Yay, man. Yo, I was just telling the people that I've been trying to chase you down. Well, first of all, before you get into that, yo, listen, look, because that track with your boy, shout out to Rolo, and that was you on the beat down. Ooh, that was a perfect way to
start. Yeah, shout out to Rolo, Louis Rock. Yeah, Louis Rock on the beat. Yeah, and, that was Louis Rock on the hook, me, Rolo. Yeah, that was a dope track, man. My man Rolo got his album dropping in August. It's called Flow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Dope album, man. It's like my favorite MC out there right now. So from the area. Okay. So, you know.
All right. So,
man.
You know, we're talking about your DNA album. It's supposed to be coming out on the 24th. Yes, big,
yes.
Highly anticipated.
Yes, it's been overdue, man. This album supposed to be came out like real talk, like 3-4 years ago. But you know, just things be happening, man. You know, things happen. You know, my father. You know. You know, like I know, I see you. You know, I see you at the same place with me at the sports for the kids. You know what I'm saying? So you know how
mm-hmm.
that is. You know, so,
uh-huh.
You know. But anyway, still, no, time is everything, man. So now I got the album complete. It's a dope one. You know, it was well worth the wait. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, talk a little bit about you know what's going on this album here. You know, I believe what is it, 14 tracks? Do we got a little something for the ladies?
That legendary 90s feel, real hip hop, you know. Yeah, man. That's what we got, that lyrics, man. Bring it back to that era. You know, that was my favorite era of hip hop. So, you know, it always, you know, that's what we do, man. So we keep it on that 90 era, we try to keep it to that real hip hop style. Like, you know, I ain't knocking the new stuff, but you know, some of the new stuff I just don't, you know, just like to do what we do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like originality, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, man, with this album, what's up?
You got a lot of legendary, you know what I'm saying, the people, collabos, and people who behind the scenes on this album. Just talk a little bit about that, because there's a lot of hard work to go into this, man. This is big right here.
Yeah, man, this album, the album's like mainly produced by Apathy and my man Chumzilla, you know, a longtime DJ and producer for Demiguys. And also, man, I got the title track with my man Teddy Roxton. He been doing a lot of beats for App and the Madheads, man. So, he's been doing his thing for a minute. And Apathy and Self Title, you know, they started their own label, Dirty Version, you know. And yeah, and big up Dirty Version and all other artists, man. My man Swavsky, Wild Card, you know, App Self. But yeah, man, we're trying to do it like we're supposed to, man. And I got some dope features on there, man. I got most of the family up in there, you know, Apathy, Self Title, Ryu, Esoteric, Blackistan, you know what I'm saying? I even got my man, I got some of my DR family, my man Southpaw, you know what I'm saying? Who else I got on there? I don't be forgetting nobody right now. And you know, and big up to my man Mercury, who's killing it. He's my man from Canada, man. He's huge right now. Mercury's doing his thing, man. Huge artist, man. I got him and my man KG. So and my man Swavsky.
Now, talk a little bit about, you know, because you guys are, the Demi guys, they're not just known in the state of Connecticut. They're known practically all over the United States.
We haven't been all over the world, man. That's one thing, man. We've been, man, I ain't gonna lie.
How you guys came together? Take this back. How you get with App? Because this thing is huge.
Yeah, man. Well, we started, you know what? I met up with App, actually. So I had a crew back in the day called Hung Jury. You know what I'm saying? It was me and my man Hoop and my man Southpaw, and we did our thing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't too many cats back then too that was rapping around the way. Big up to the Dungeons and TBO because they was doing their thing back then. That was like, you know, it was really like us, the only three cats that I mean, well, that I remember back then. But you know, I met App actually on. I was listening to the radio station, the WHUS. You know, App used to be the he used to be the host up there for the show for UConn. And he had a, like, you know, he was on the radio freestyling, and we happened to hear the station that day, me and a couple heads. We heard the station, I called up, start rapping on there, you know, App was freestyling on there. Then he was like, he invited me up to the show. And that was like, honestly, that was years ago. I'm telling you, that had to be around like 97, you know what I'm saying? Like 97, 98. Yeah, it was years ago. You know what I'm saying? So
I want you to talk a little bit about your influences, because you got this signature flow, just this wittiness of just using words, and it's your style. You sound like nobody else. That's you.
Yeah, thank you, man. That's one of the things I try to keep going. The originality, man. A lot of people forgot about that nowadays. So, but yeah, my influences, man. Like I'm old school dude, man. So you know, I know like Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like dumb dudes right there. Slick Rick. You know what I mean? Like, even Scarface, you know what I'm saying? You know,
okay.
Like, and, you know, so, you know, and even the other cats, you know, like, but, you know, I was on, you know, I like Biggie and Pac, too, but, you know, I wasn't, you know, a lot of the new hip-hop heads, they just follow that way, but they don't understand it was, like, mad legends before that, you know what I'm saying? I was really killing it, too, you know, and influenced by that era, too, like, you know, so, but, yeah, them the dudes who had me really want to spit, you know what I'm saying? Like, going hard, like, you know, Kool G Rap and Kane, them two right there, them dudes was, you know, fighting shit, you know.
We're gonna come back to some motive in a little bit. We're gonna lay down another track, but when we come back, you know, you're not just to let people know, you're not just a rapper, you're doing a little acting as well, from what I hear.
Yeah.
So we're gonna come back, we're gonna touch that when we come back, right, you know, so we're gonna bring motive back. This one is called Rat in the Cage, man. Y'all heard it here on First on Militant Radio, man. We were molded, man. Demi guys, man. Militant Radio, man.
The world is a vampire.
Swag is for fags. Crazy sound gay. I'm fully stuck in my ways, but ask me to stay. Yo, rappers act pussy, need a pap smear today. Get an axe to the face, rap axe, get a race. I'm relaxed and I'm swayed, gas mask on my face. Find a pastor and pray. It's the last of your days. Get pussy, stay paid. With them rats in the maze with conditioning. Father Zeta reticulant grazed. The fast food craze put us in an early grave. 9/11 was a joke, just add Flavor Flav. I'm the master and slave, both at the same time. Insane in the mind, cause my brain was designed by a species who put out cassettes before CDs and came to this earth like E.T. I'm creepy, perverted, inserted, semen inside the womb of Mary. Immaculate conception, got a weapon that I carry. I want a lady with titties like Katy Perry. Want a cemetery where I bury ladies I marry, the more the merrier. Move fast, shatter the sound barrier. Deploy marines, submarines, and aircraft. Rap carriers, I'm the scariest. Materialize before a hater's eyes. And any writer who plagiarized gets vaporized. I'm a guillotine, all I do is gear head. I'll leave you dizzed like fat kids in phys ed.
Featuring Apathy too, man. He did the beat too. Apathy actually produced it. You know, that was a track that actually I was with at when he made the beat. I was just in the studio and he was working on something, and then he just, you know, that was actually wasn't actually intended for me. He actually did it, and it's like, yo, man, you know, he's like, let's do it. So we rocked it.
Yo,
becoming, you know, one of my tracks. You know, I had it there, so, you know, it was just a dope track, man. We wanted to do something different, you know. And I never did a rock track, so I wanted to try something different, you know what I'm saying, with a rock beat. I never got to really rock over to any rock beat, so, you know.
Definitely so. Shout out to AP for that. That beat was definitely slamming. Yo, listen, so I want you, you know, next we're going to go on to, you know, you've definitely done some acting, you know. You started a movie.
Yeah, man. I did this movie back in 2006. I mean, no, it came out. I think it was 2005 or 6, but I think it came out in 2006.
Mm-hmm. 2006,
but,
I think
it was called. It was called Six Brothers in a Cadillac. And be honest with you, the original title was Six Niggas in a Cadillac. But when I got on for the movie, it was Six Niggas in a Cadillac. But and the crazy thing is, the movie is about that sort of, you know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
They changed it. The NAACP actually wasn't trying to hear that. And that happened actually in New Haven.
Okay.
She was filming up there in the Middletown. So he had to change it to Six Brothers in the Cadillac. But when you see the movie, you understand why he was called that, Six Niggas in the Cadillac. Because it's like, mm-hmm. you start off in the movie about like me. And actually starring in it is Trey Harsin from Far Side, from the old group Far Side. Mm-hmm. Remember, She Keeps On Passing Me By. Now, yeah. Look that up. Drive, they had all the hits back in late 90s. My man Wild Child, he was in a movie too, from the Liquid Crew. He's from Cali. Then we had Mighty Casey, who's also one of the brothers from he's from Boston. He's the one, he kind of was big on the BET hits, the White Girls joint, and he did that joint. But the movie was dope, man. And when we did it, you know, I only was supposed to come do a 5-minute scene, you know, not get paid. So when I went and did the audition, you know, I did the audition, and actually I thought I didn't get the role, and I was mad a little bit, and I started doing it more, like, kind of funnier, like not caring, thinking I'm not getting the role, and this dude laughing on the side, and I didn't know that I was the movie producer. And, yeah, man, they called me, like, 2 hours later, they gave me a star role and some paper. So, yeah, man, beautiful thing.
Are we going to see any future? Any future acting?
Hey, man, I'm never trying to count out, man, you know. I will definitely like to try to get back in more into it. And that's going to be the focus for the next couple years, too. So, you know,
Getting back to this DNA album, you know, because the name of the title is actually Dopest Nigga Alive. Where did that come from? What was behind that one?
That was just, what it was. We were sitting there. I was thinking of an album name, you know, and I just wanted to do something. I was just on that vibe, you know, because, you know, always like, you know, I feel like I'm one of the dopest dudes, you know. So, I'm just, you know, always been one of the dudes' confidence and all about my lyrics, man. So, you know. From that era where you got to appreciate your lyrics and really put something in it, man. And, you know, with the crew Demigods, you know, we used to be recording with them dudes or just writing with them dudes. Them dudes is all monsters, so it keeps you on your penmanship. You know what I'm saying? So just,
okay.
It was just a dope idea. I just liked, you know.
You said a word that definitely sticks out to me. You know, even listening to you through the years, and you listen to your lyricist. You take us back to when, you know what I'm saying, when writing was real, when words mattered, when using words mattered. Today, the game is definitely changing. That's why I've always been a Demigod supporter, because it always felt like, you know what I'm saying, old school hip-hop, like how it's supposed to be, man.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to keep, that old era, man, where, you know, it's just raw rap, raw hip-hop, man. It's, you know, where people appreciate it. That's how I said, like, the dudes I named old school, you know, KRS-One, they was lyricists. Kane, they was, you know, Slick Rick. Them dudes bodying it, man. So, but, yeah, man, try to appreciate the lyrics. That's just everything, man. So, but, yeah, the DNA album, man. What's up?
Go ahead, keep talking.
Bro.
I wanted to definitely keep talking about the DNA album, you know.
It's been in the making for a while. I actually had another album that I got that I'm actually going to put out, but it's going to be like sort of like some Lost Files type thing. So I had that album recorded like a few years ago. It was the Art of Dough Raking. And I'm still going to put that out, but I just came up with the DNA and then just had that vibe, and I just went with it. And like you asked me before, any songs for ladies, we got like one song that me and my man Swapski did, and it's called Sex All Night, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's like, it's one of the witty joints. It's one of them like real witty ones talking about the ladies, you know, appreciating them and how, you know, and just, you know, it's dope though, though. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. So, but the rest of the album is really just hardcore hip hop, man. So.
Talk about some of the people who, you know what I'm saying, who contributed to the album, man.
Yeah, man. Everybody, man. My man did the video. My man Big Up Open Mike in the Wicked Woods. You know what I'm saying? My man Open Mike Graphics. He did the album cover and photo shoot. Apathy, you know, he actually produced most of them. I caught him when he was just, you know, he'd be making mad beats at one time, and I was just around at the time, snatched up some of them hard ones. And, yeah, my man Tumzilla. So, yeah, I kept with the family. I had other couple producers that Big Up my man Schematics, you know what I'm saying? I'm still, and Big Up Smoke, man. I got beats from them, which, I mean, I didn't make it on the DNA, but they're going to be, I'm still putting them out. It's still going to be released with the other things, with a little future work. So they're not lost. I just think they, you know, we wanted to put certain 14 that felt like it, you know, that all went with the album. You know what I'm saying? So, but I got some bangers, man. Even a single I'm dropping. I'm dropping a single within the next 2 days. You know what I'm saying? For the Never Get High, it's going to be put on iTunes, Amazon, all over with an unreleased song called Hoodie Two Shoes. And that's my other little alias they gave me in Cali. Hoodie Two Shoes is like my little other. That's the other one, you know, like, yeah, man, hoodies, like, that's, you know. That's dope, but in that song we go real raw though. But that song ain't on the album, but it should have been. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be something dope to cop from iTunes. It's gonna be available on iTunes within the next 2 days. So.
Okay, now you know, this is what we do here on Another Time Radio. You know, because this is just a platform for artists here on this show and people. How people? Because we're gonna have new people. You know, who want to maybe yo, how can I get in contact with this guy? How can I, you know, say support the music? You know, you got
emails,
well, you know, all that stuff, brother. Yeah. Put all that out there.
Okay, yeah, we got the Motive DGZ page on YouTube. That's where all the videos. Go check out the video right now. Never Get High, my new video. Pretty dope. Big up to my man, Troy Wilcott. Call him the Black Brad Pitt. He doing the acting. You see him in all the commercials. yeah, he the one doing the acting in the video. You go to my Facebook page. Motive is at Motive Demiguys, or you can go, you know, you can catch me on Twitter at Motive DGZ, and you can also catch my Instagram at Motive DGZ underscore DR, and I've also got my fan page, Motive, which, I mean, people don't really hit my fan page like they should. They be on my Motive Demiguy page like crazy, but my fan page, you know, only got like 1,500. We got to build that up, man. I got more people on my regular page, like crazy. But, you know, everybody can check me, whatever, man. And, yeah, man, just we got another new video dropping soon.
It's your floor right now. I'm going to give you a minute. You got any shout-outs or anything you know, you want to keep mentioning about the album, you go ahead and then you can send us home here on Miller Time Radio with, obviously, you know, with the featured Never Get High. Y'all heard it here first, featuring Vinny Paz here on Miller Time Radio. They send us home.
Yeah, big up Vinny Paz and the whole army of Favos. Big up Apathy, my whole crew, the whole Demiguys crew. You know what I'm saying? Big up Self, the whole Dirty Version. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on the album, Blackistan, Esoteric, Southpaw, Kappa Gamma, Mercules, Ryu, we all out at Teddy Rockspin. And, you know, big up everybody that helped contribute to the thing, man, and my crew. Also, I got my other thing, man, coming too, a Bougie Lungs. That's the next thing working. I'm just waiting for the trademarks to come in. That's going to be my vape pen I'm working on. Trying to keep it business, man. I got shirts coming and everything, man. So look out for that. I got some shirts coming. You can buy the shirts with the album. The album will be on iTunes, Amazon. And right now, you can go pre-order the album on undergroundhiphop.com, which is UGHH.com. You know, go get that album, man. You can get it now. Have it sent to your house on the 24th. You know, no wait. Oh, yeah, and the album release party is on the 24th at the Met Cafe in Pawtucket. You know what I'm saying? You go on my page, you can see the flyer. It's going to be big. It's Apathy Show, And also, it's going to be my album release party. You know, you got other cats coming, going to be performing Swabski, Enemy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a dope night, man. Come through. You get the album, some shirts. It's going to be love, man.
Yo, y'all heard it here on Miller's Time Radio. Man, yo, Motive, man, I appreciate you. We definitely going
to
support
the
album.
Hey, hold on. I got time to switch some bars or no time real quick? I got any time to give him a little
time.
bars real quick? Let me give him a little taste of something real quick.
Go ahead.
Let's see, man. Let me give him a little acapella real quick. Just let him know his voice still writing. I said, yo, the rap gang unchanged. Yeah, it's a new day. I feel like they all fake here, like toupees. I'm different from these rap niches. Don't put me in the same sentence unless you talk lyrically gifted when my name's mentioned. DNA, the best way to find my style. I'm so sick, you're probably about to die right now. I know niggas, this album's overdue. What I'm supposed to do, that's what it is. Raising kids and got a lot of poking moves. Hood nigga to the start of it, but I smoke like a hippie from 60 G Clinton in Parliament. The arsonist MCs don't bother with, cause all get left on the scene is Dutch guts and burnt carcasses. I'm from an era where you get it, how you live it, now fake till you make it. Game different, you lame switched it, dog. The lyrics ain't hard, bars is quite iffy. Plus niggas can't see me like white bras in 50. Get me?
Y'all heard it, Hillbilly Child Radio. Lacing it, let's go. Yo, send us home, man. Send us home, brother, with the Never
Word
Get
up,
High
man.
Joint, man.
Hey, the Never Get High right now, man. It's the first single off the album produced by my brother Apathy, featuring my homie Vinny Paz from Jedi Mind Tricks, Army of the Pharaohs. Video right now, we had 12,000 views. Go give me some more. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. DNA, July 24th. Rock with your boy,
yo,
man. You're going to be disappointed. Promise you.
Yo, y'all heard it here first, Miller Time Radio. Yo, Motive, have a blessed one, man. We going to keep watching, baby. Be watching. We see you.
Thank you, man.
All right, shout out to the whole crew, man.
Demigods, go Lakers.
Never Get High. This is Vinny Paz, yo. We out, Miller Time Radio. One love.
It's Motive. DNA. Dopest nigga alive.
First of all, I give a fuck who you fags is down with, a referee. I throw your flag on the ground like a referee. I advise you not to test the G. I make you hate life like you work in the drive-thru at Mickey D's. It's no mystery, the game sucks lyrically. Y'all ain't spit as I hate niggas, it's rap bigotry. Y'all little nerds typing shit on your desktop. Same quiz tapping on the stalls at the rest stop. I move slow like a slalom, hard as a stone column, with fiends running around me like Gollum. They say the good times never really last in life. I smoke good lie to keep me high as satellite. I need a little virgin bitch for the sacrifice. Send it to the afterlife with the jagged knife. The DNA when my shit drop is overdue. It's 32, I'm Mr. Hip-Hop quotable. Fuck debating, I ain't arguing facts. I turn Asian with the heat and barbecue cats, get it? I know I talk mad shit, but see, I live it. The difference, I bring new life to the game like instant. I'm in the dungeon like a dragon bag and wait, so the fiends gravitate till the crack activate. That high, that fly word, I'm that guy that baptized motherfuckers in blood and black eyes.
Your motherfuckers coming at me like you can't die. Trying to be fly, you get popped in the eye, tell them.
Never get high on your own supply. Never get high on your own supply.
Send your soul to the sky. Make a motherfucker bleed till his veins run dry. Tell him.
Never get high on your own supplies. Never get high on your own supplies.
It's the Jimmy Godzilla, belligerent one. The type to kick his bitch out of bed to sleep with his gun. Hood, I never play no way. I stay scheming. The way you're selling yay at an NA meeting. Look, chief, I'm in the streets. What's rap beat? When you stash, he's the same size as Shaq. Fuck the gimmicks, Mo, get straight through it. And anybody can get it, I'm like a straight bullet. Cause if it's on, I ain't trying to leave a scar. I'm trying to give niggas appointments to meet Allah. It's the DGZ, known for the ether bar. Flow reflected across the globe like Visa cards. They can't see me when this man rap beneath me, the land crack. Pair me to nothing other than anthrax. And guess what a nigga playing next? Don't need help, come off all by myself like handset. You motherfuckers is a damn mess. You dudes is confused, the thugs is rockin' some spandex. If I found a genie bottle, still keep it hood. My first wish, shit, I wish a nigga would. I'm out of this world, so people call me sci-fi. Stay high, put it in the air like Wi-Fi.
I call my money my guac because it multiplies. And never get high on my own supply.
Your motherfuckers coming at me like you